what Black Oak is a combination of two bands. So my band, other band, is called the Black Atlantic. Tyce's other band is called I Am Oak. And we released a split EP between our bands a few years ago and then toured with it and then really liked that enough and liked collaborating and writing songs so much that we decided to keep writing more songs as a duo, I guess. That turned into Black Oak. And then we asked our friends Dave and Jorn to come on tour with us and play the songs. And that's kind of the origin story.
Okay, die Bandgeschichte sitzt. Bleibt die Frage, wie Black Oak eigentlich klingt. Tyce beschreibt die Musik so.
I'd say it's folky and poppy and it's quite voice oriented, I think. So if you like nice harmonies and singing, then you would probably like this.
Beeinflusst sind die Bandmitglieder von ganz unterschiedlicher Musik geworden. Warum also eine Folkband?
It's not like we've always wanted to be in a folk band. It's more like we just write songs and they happen to come out this way.
Yeah, and I think it also, because when we started to write songs here tonight, we would just sit down with two acoustic guitars in his house or at my house, and that's how the songs started, so it was logical to keep them.
Do you also listen to this type of music at home?
No way. I'm just kidding.
I guess so. Yeah. I think we all come from, I mean, we listen to a lot of different music, all of us, and each to different stuff. But I think one thing we all occasionally listen to is this sort of music.
Am Abend vor dem Interview hatten Black Oak einen Gig im Anlagencafé. Das Haus war voll und die Stimmung gut. Zugaben waren also ein Muss.
Yeah, we did.
Oh yeah, we did.
The audience asked for more, and we didn't have more, so we played.
Well, we had one more, but then that wasn't enough, so they'd one more after that.
Yeah.
That we'd already played.
You also made commercials for your own coffee?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just kind of... So we're really big coffee fans, and our friends in Utrecht, which is where the band is mainly based, these three guys are all from there. We really like coffee. There's this great coffee place, and our friends run it, and they have a roasting company. And when we were releasing the record, we thought it'd be cool to kind of pre-promote the record in our hometown by selling an EP of songs with the coffee, and we would just put it in their store. And so we did that for a while, and then we also took some of those bags on tour with us. And people really liked the coffee bag with music combo, so we just kept it as a merchandise item. I don't know, it's just a kind of fun way for us to get our music out to new people who also like music. And I think our type of music tends to be played in coffee shops a lot in the background, because it's quiet listening music, so if you don't really want to focus on it, but it's still nice atmosphere, then you can put it on in the background. So it makes sense for us to have our own coffee.
Neben Kaffee, Musik, Kombipackungen haben Black Oak auf Tour ihr Debütalbum mit an Bord. Es heißt Equinox. Equi was?
The Equinox is a phenomenon that happens twice a year, which is when night and day are exactly as long. And for us, this was a sort of nice metaphor, I guess, for how we approached this project, because it's two guys making music together, and we are sort of opposites in a way, because here there's this high voice, I have the lower voice, and he plays steel string guitar, and I play the nylon string guitar, and I do more chords, and he does more melodies. So everything is sort of opposite, and together they form this new thing.
That's an imbalance.
Yeah, and so the equinox is about this balance between us two.
Black Oak haben ihr Debütalbum selbst herausgebracht, da steckt keine Plattenfirma dahinter. Newcomer Bands aufgepasst, hier kommt eine finale Ansage.
For the past record, we sent it around to a bunch of labels, and they sent us really bad offers back.
Okay.
And I'm really baffled by how quick young bands will sign just absolutely terrible record deals, because you don't really, no offense to the record labels, but we don't need you guys. They need us. We write the songs. I have internet. Everybody here has the internet. We can get our music out to an audience and pay for some radio promoter or, you know, web promoter or whatever ourselves. The only time that you need a record label is when you don't have any money. But we're fortunate enough that we're independent musicians who make a living playing music already. So when we started up Black Oak as another musical project, we just said, okay, let's not work with a label because we can finance whatever little, you know, investment we have to make ourselves and earn it back and then just see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I don't know. I would highly recommend for any young band to just release a record first and see what you can do. And then maybe, you know, go off to some label and sign away your life and get rid of all of your potential for earning any money. But it makes absolutely no sense these days to be signed to a label unless it's, you know, unless they are people who are wanting you to also make money. But in my experience, most record labels are not interested in you earning anything.